Welcome back to The Shift on CKNW News Talk 980. Well, you know that Eric and I have a new favorite game. It's called Where Are We Sending Caroline?
Oh.
We've sent her out in the middle of rainstorms to ask people about the throne speech. We sent her to buy a crack pipe. And today, Caroline Chan, my brave producer here on The Shift, decided to go prowl the streets looking for some man cake. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. So where exactly did this come from? Is this a need or is this just you stepping forward? You looking for a guy? What are you doing?
Well, man cake?
I don't know. I don't know if I want a man cake, though.
Yeah, no,
that
you're...
That sounds kind of kicky. So basically...
This is why we don't let her on air. She says things that shock people.
Well, yeah, so I am single.
Okay, yeah.
And Susan Simoneau is... She's a matchmaker.
Yeah, she's a well-known. I've met Susan many times, and I really, really like her because she's very no-nonsense, and she really knows her business, and she's a really nice lady anyway, yeah. But, you know, she gives people some really good guidance. So you did something super brave, though. You actually hit the streets, and this is so good, it's going to be two parts. So we're going to play part of it tonight
and
part tomorrow night.
So the first part is we talked to the professionals. We talked to bartender at U, Justin, and we talked to Maitre d' Kevin from Coast.
Yeah.
And basically, because they see a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
So they give their take on it. And
so
Susan,
they're giving you advice, or who are we hearing here? So those two guys and then you and Susan.
And Susan, yeah. So we basically will cover what you need to know.
Did you tell them you have a new crack pipe, any of these guys, or did you keep that information to yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would...
Endear me to anybody.
All right, here is Caroline Chan hitting the streets, finding out from some guys who really their living is socializing and helping people have great nights out, to find out some of their hints with Susan Simoneau of Divine Intervention and Caroline Chan of The Shift. She won't be single for long, boys.
Susan, we're at the Four Seasons U doing a social experiment to see if Vancouverites are frosty or not. And it's in honor of Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk to one of the bartenders here to see if the guys in the city often come up to girls that they're interested in, chat with them, pick them up, and buy them cocktails. Because Vancouver men have a bad reputation for not manning up. So Justin's just doing the bar scene, and we're just watching body language, because men need to approach women in a classy way. And a lot of girls in this city as well have a reputation for being mean to some of the boys, so they've retreated back into their little caves and they don't approach. So what often you hear is in other cities, people come up to me, they're really nice and chatty, and here not as much. So we want to warm up our city, warm up our people, have people make new contacts. And you know what? If it's not a love connection, you never know what it can translate into, right? So let's just be nicer all around. My love is hard for me. Nobody but me. But it's all about body language and comfort and leaning in and how they're conversing. A lot of guys are here right now talking business. It's kind of a weird hour. It's 4:30. So it's all about observing body language, people mirroring each other and doing an approach. Girls lean in a lot. You lean into someone when you're into them. But if you do like a stranger and you're a girl in a bar and you see a hot guy, you need to smile, make eye contact, look away, smile again. And a guy needs to not be afraid to approach, even if a girl is in a pack of other girls, because girls are notorious for going over. So the guy needs to be a bit up his game. Here comes Justin, the bartender. So we're going to talk to him about girls and boys. Nobody but me.
Cupid, please hear my cry. Yeah, there seems to be great pickup lines going around and people buying people drinks. And that goes for the women, too.
Well, I find
the women quite aggressive here. And seeing a guy sitting all by himself, and maybe it's a businessman from a different city sitting here having a glass of wine, and the women tend to be sometimes even more the aggressor than the males are.
Can I add a comment to that? So girls need to let the guys be the aggressor, but if the guy's not doing anything, I'm glad that the girls are stepping up to the plate. But we're still back in the jungle caveman days, so guys need to be the initiator. And let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
I talked to seemed to be really happy about this city because the females seem to outnumber the men by an extremely large margin.
Well, what's interesting is in most major markets in North America, there's more single women than men after the age of 35. It's just our downtown core is small. So the concentration of singles, and there's an abundance of women going downtown to meet guys, so they're more visual. But yes, single women tend to outnumber men in most markets. So you're not wrong about that. But the numbers that people hear and report are not true. Like, not this great exaggeration. Our downtown core just happens to be very small.
Let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me.
So we're here at Coast with Kyle, the manager.
Kyle Johnstone, maitre d'.
Oh, maitre d', c'est mieux.
Fly straight to my lover's heart for me.
In Coast Restaurant and Alberni Street in particular, you see a bit of a slightly older crowd, a little bit more serious, people a bit more established, people who are a little bit more confident in themselves, as opposed to something like in Kitsilano where I live, and it's just sort of a more casual, fun, easygoing time, as opposed to Yale Town where you got a lot of people who are trying to be something that they definitely aren't. I used to work in Yale Town for several years in restaurants, and so I've seen a completely different kind of clientele. Both are fine. You know, both are great. Both treat myself and my staff with respect, but you just get a bit of a more established, a bit more serious, a bit more interesting people in Coast and on Alberni Street.
I'm just going to say one thing that Kyle picked up on. Women, chicks love confident men. If you're a dish rag and if you're a drippy wimp, nothing is going to happen. You need to project it. You need to be large and in charge. Kyle is laughing, and you need to fake it till you make it. And you need to watch your body language and break away from your pack of boys and go up to the girl and just practice something. Yes, Kyle, what do you want to say to the boys out there?
Well, I was going to say dish rag is totally your term. But I think you're right. I think that if you're single in Vancouver and you're looking to meet somebody, self-confidence is, in both men and women, I think is the single most attractive and sexy thing about a person. And I, as the maitre d', I'm the head of guest services for this restaurant and in a large part of the company. And so I deal a lot with people, and I chat with people, and I get to know body language really easily. And I'm become pretty good at reading body language. And neither party, male or female, is going to see a giant amount of success with showing that they're intimidated or shy. You know, in certain circumstances that might be true, but in general, especially when you're talking about a restaurant and you're sitting at a bar, you're at a table, or on a blind date, you know, I think that you have to show a bit of self-confidence. But at the same point in time, the worst thing is being cocky.
Line. But women actually, if a guy's too overly nice, I always say sometimes guys are damned if they do and damned if they don't, you know. So don't be arrogant, but confidence is key. And another thing too is just because you buy a girl a drink, don't have expectations. Just do it because you're appreciative of some nice looking women in a bar that are having a great time, and be friendly. And would be great tomorrow on Valentine's Day for those people that are out there that are single. You know, buy coffee for people in your office, buy coffee when you're out, and buy some free drinks if you're out in a bar somewhere. And just spread the love.
And I think also, not only just tomorrow for Valentine's Day in particular, but in general, if you decide to buy somebody a drink, or you decide to buy them a cup of coffee, or walk past them and say hello, do it without expectations. Don't assume that just because you sent over a martini to a group of women and you sent to one girl, which is even worse, that means that you're in, right? Do it and maybe don't go over and say hello. Or just walk by and say, I thought you might want a drink. And leave it at that. Because then that person will be thinking about who you are and why you did it and how can they meet you again.
I was going to say one thing as a girl. If it's a really cute guy and you like him and you're smiling at each other and he bought you that drink, go over and say hello.
I couldn't agree even more. That's amazing. Because you know what? There's nothing to throw you off your game, so to speak, than if you're sitting there and da-da-da, and a beautiful woman walks up to you that you've been flirting with across and goes, how are you? And you're just like, hi. That's killer. I like that.
Now, Cupid.
That is the one and only Kyle Johnson. I know Kyle. Maitre d', everybody knows Kyle. Kyle's got mad game, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little bit of help from the professionals, people who see people doing this all the time, some of the mistakes, some of the trapfalls. What's tomorrow night? You're just approaching guys tomorrow?
So tomorrow night, basically, Susan was awesome. She like tracked down people and was like, "Are you single? Well, what do you think about this?" And asked them about Vancouver. So she really wants, her big thing is she wants Vancouver to defrost, to shed their cold, unfriendly image and warm up and be friends and everything. So we kind of went on a little mission.
All right, a defrosting mission of the city of Vancouver. You'll hear that tomorrow night with the continuing adventures of Caroline Chan, if she's not busy out buying illicit drug delivery methods, that is. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we told you about a program called Because I Can, which was raising awareness on organ donation and an opt-in system, or an opt-out system instead of an opt-in system, while we're speaking with someone who is getting a kidney, who got a kidney because of this project. Kevin Campbell had his transplant from a complete stranger, first person on dialysis to have completed a Tough Mudder. So you know Kevin was game for this whole adventure. We'll be right back and we'll tell you all about it on The Shift.